Ock calls out Politico for anti-Semitic tweets about Jewish presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. By Penny Starr on May 28, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, slammed Politico magazine for anti-Semitic images in its publication and in tweets about presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders. I Vermont, calling him a spendthrift despite his status as a millionaire and doctoring photos of Sanders to show him juggling his three homes and standing next to a tree covered with $100 bills. Bernie Sanders may still be cheap, but he's sure not poor, the Politico magazine tweet said. Bernie Sanders has three homes and a net worth approaching at least $2 million, the magazine tweeted. In a strict, bottom-line sense, he has become one of those rich people whom he has so unrelentingly railed. Can it Politico explain to us how photoshopping money trees next to the only Jewish candidate for president and talking about how cheap and rich he is isn't anti-Semitic? Ocasio-Cortez tweeted. Or are they just letting this happen because he's a progressive politician they don't like? Ocasio-Cortez tweeted. And Sanders advisor and speechwriter David Sirota also weighed in on Twitter about Politico's tweets, while at the same time attacking President Donald Trump for a long discredited claim that the president called white supremacists and neo-Nazis very fine people. So, at Politico deleted its wildly anti-Semitic tweet. But it's important for everyone to not forget this episode. At a moment when we have a president who called Nazis very fine people, this newspaper promoted the cheap Jew trope against that president's opponent. Disgusting, Sirota tweeted. The Israeli newspaper Haaretz reported that the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, also tweeted about Politico magazine's take on Sanders. The Anti-Defamation League weighed in, tweeting, "In this dangerous climate of rising hashtag anti-Semitism, all media organizations have the responsibility to be careful not to perpetuate hashtag anti-Semitic tropes, such as those about Jews and wealth," Haaretz reported. Sanders over the weekend held his first home state rally of his 2020 campaign, telling a large crowd on the Vermont State House lawn that his ideas that seemed radical to some in the last presidential election, such as health care for all and raising the minimum wage, are not so radical today, Haaretz reported. Ocasio-Cortez has, however, defended Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, for her anti-Semitic remarks in social media posts, including when Omar accused pro-Israeli U.S. lawmakers as having an allegiance to a foreign country. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.